You're listening to Positively Anti-Inflammatory, the show for people just like you who want to keep inflammation down and your spirits up. I'm your host, Alyssa Abrahamson, functional nutritional therapist and wellness coach. Today and every Wednesday, I'm here to be your coach and your guide as I offer insightful ways for you to lead a positively anti-inflammatory life. Hello and welcome to episode 168. Happy mid-March. How's it all going? How are you feeling? How are you doing? I'm just thinking back to a few weeks ago with your March 2024 forecast and affirmation and this month's affirmation from Louise Hay's I Can Do It calendar. And this was, I believe it was episode 166. And just wanted to do a check-in and just remember that this month is all about welcoming change and not limiting yourself and reminding yourself it's safe to be vulnerable, trusting that everything in your life is working out for your highest good, and that remembering it is change, all is well, and even better things are coming your way. So I did my off-the-cuff reflections on that a few weeks ago. So if you want a little inspiration for this month, go back and listen to that. And speaking of love and inspiration, on to today's topic. So I was recently going back through some of my old newsletters. So I've been sending out weekly email newsletters for about 5 years now. And I found one that I put out on March 31st, 2020. And by the way, if you are not a subscriber to my weekly newsletter, please join us. Go to thewellnessheadquarters.com. And on that homepage, you scroll down, you subscribe to and get your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide, and then you'll be put on my email list. So anyway, I read this email newsletter from March 31st, 2020, 4 years ago. And it brought up a lot of memories and feelings because I wrote it and it came out, you know, I put it out, sent it to my email list 2 weeks into the pandemic, 2 weeks into lockdown. And it really is so wild. I think that it's been 4 years and it's just, wow. I mean, there's so much to say, and that's not the topic of, I'm getting lost in thought in my brain. So I'm just going to get back to the matter at hand. So, you know, we've come a long way. We've been through challenges. We've evolved. We've celebrated. We've cried. We've hugged. We've lived. We've learned. And oh my God, that Alanis Morissette song off of her album, Jagged Little Pill. You live, you learn. So anyway, I want to share what I wrote in that newsletter from March 2020. So I started off by writing, I know so many of us are looking for ways to connect, keep sane, and remain grounded. I'd like to offer you three things to help you right now. And now here we are, 4 years later, March 2024. And of course, we're still seeking connection. We're seeking ways to keep sane and to feel grounded, right? So when we think about holistic health and mindful living and living a positively anti-inflammatory life, there are three M's in wellness to consider. So I'm going to share a lot of thoughts and information. So if you want to grab a pen and paper so you can write these down and take notes, if that's something that you like to do, press pause and do that now. So this is from what I wrote in that newsletter from March 2020. So the first M in wellness is movement. Move your body. So in what ways do you move your body that feel good to you? Do you have an exercise routine? Why or why not? And then how do you feel when you move your body in ways that work for your body, that feel good to you. So for me, my usual, like my movement is home yoga, at home yoga, and walking. Those are my main forms of exercise. And I have to say, I live in Brooklyn, I live in New York City, and I walk a lot. And I am very grateful for that. I am all for, when we think about movement and exercise, you know, I'm all for in-person connection and community. And the pandemic really changed that, you know, for a lot of us. And it opened up many resources and online videos and classes that you can take to move your body. You know, some of it's paid and so much of it is free. And there are really endless benefits to moving your body. So, you know, when we exercise, it releases feel-good hormones like endorphins, which improve your mood and help you de-stress. And it's so interesting. It's like movement allows you to clear your mind, as they say. Really, you know, take a break from whatever is happening and prioritize your body and your wellness. And when we move our body, energy energy flows through it and our bodily systems are activated. And this helps also move emotions through the body and helps us function and feel better. And I know that you know this, but I think it's always helpful to reinforce and remind us of benefits of moving your body and exercise, benefits of movement. So it increases energy, it reduces anxiety and depression, it boosts self-esteem, calms the mind and body, improves sleep, and boosts mood by enhancing those happy hormones, those and chemicals in the brain, dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine, and those are associated with improved mood and decreased stress. So I understand that you might be living with pain or chronic pain. And I have personally lived this feeling of like a catch-22. I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis 23 years ago in 2000. And I have a deep, deep experience and deep understanding of what it's like to live with chronic pain and limitations of energy and flexibility and mobility. And you know, I have felt this like, oh my God, I need to move, but it hurts to move. And if you're in pain and it hurts to move, I want you to know that you are not alone. And I am sending you love. And please be kind and gentle with yourself if you are in pain and you're feeling that whatever it's bringing up for you in terms of exercise and movement. And there are a lot of different ways that you can move your body that can be accessible to you. And I really encourage you to discover what type of movement will work best for you. And I highly recommend going back and listening to episode 55, Communicating with Your Body Through Yoga, a conversation with Laura Staton. She is phenomenal. She's an occupational therapist and my yoga instructor. I actually have not taken an in-person class with her now for years, but she is, I could cry when I think about her. She is beyond amazing. Okay. A second M in wellness is mindset. Okay. Manage your mindset. So in that 2020 newsletter, I wrote, mindset is everything. Become a self-compassionate, non-judgmental observer of your thoughts. Then work to shift your mindset to best serve you. When you take action, you shift your mindset. So here's the deal. When I decided to bring this newsletter to life again here right now through the podcast, I started thinking about mindset. And you know, if I'm highlighting three M's in wellness, of course, we could find many other M's, you know, to talk about in wellness. But I started thinking about, well, what about mindfulness? You know, would I rather highlight and talk about mindfulness instead of mindset? So of course, both are so important to our well-being. But I decided that I am going to do an upcoming episode, a podcast episode exploring mindset versus mindfulness. But for now, we'll stick with what I chose in 2020, which is mindset, manage your mindset, which, by the way, I'm not sure if I love the phrase manage your mindset. Like, is manage a word that I want to use? I mean, maybe not totally. And I, you know, maybe I'm thinking too much about it, but maybe nurture your mindset. Because, you know, it's like, I think we need to all have more softness towards ourselves. And not that manage is harsh, but something that, like, you know, nurture or growth is more loving and compassionate. And, you know, I'm all about that. So, okay, what is mindset? So mindset really, it refers to self-perceptions. Mindset refers to ways of thinking, beliefs, and perspectives that we hold about ourselves and that shape how we interpret and respond to the world around us. So these beliefs determine our behavior, our outlook and attitude, and inform how we regard growth and change. So back in March 2020, I recommended 5 tips for managing your mindset. So the first one is focus on the good things in your life. And what I recommended was doing a lesson in gratitude called the I Want exercise, which I actually then turned into a podcast episode. And I don't remember what number it is. Oh, it's episode 76. That's right. Wanting what you have, a gratitude exercise. So essentially what you do is you grab a pen and paper and you write 1 to 25 on the paper. And then you write down 25 things that you want that you already have. It could be anything. It literally could be, I have, a new yellow tea kettle that brings me joy every day, which I do. I finally got it. My tea kettle was just like old and yucky and I drink tea all the time. And I got this new, it's marigold, I guess is the official color. I got it a couple months ago. It brings me so much joy and I want that and I have that. So the first tip for managing your mindset is focus on the good things in your life and write this gratitude list of 25 things that you want that you already have. And number 2, live in the present. So I know often it's easier said than done, but we really can be mindful and in control of the present moment in your life and how we are choosing to respond. So be mindful of what in your life you do have control over right now, and that is your thoughts. And then number 3, find humor. And back in 2020, I was watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. I became obsessed with Larry David and I watched it from the beginning and it helped me so much. Oh my God. Larry David is a effing genius. Okay, number 4, take action. So if you're feeling overwhelmed or frustrated, you're probably feeling stuck. So when you take action, it can bring things into motion. So even moving your body, you know, shifting to a positive mindset, creating a healthy morning routine, which is what we're going to talk about very soon. All of those, taking action, small baby steps, progress over perfection, but taking action can help with your mindset. Okay. And then number 5, transform negative talk into positive self-talk. So when you find yourself when you find yourself thinking detrimental thoughts, that's okay. This is normal. This is human. This is human behavior. And have compassion for yourself and, you know, like work and learn to shift your thoughts to something that will be more helpful and supportive for you. So, you know, if a thought that you think often is I am alone, what about thinking I am open to receiving help and support? Or if you often think I can't do this, what about changing it to I am learning how to take care of myself and learning to love myself? So the first episode that was published here on Positively Anti-Inflammatory is Three Components to a Positively Anti-Inflammatory Life, Part One, Mindset. So, you know, it's the first podcast episode, so I wasn't on my top of my game, but I know that it's completely relevant and the message has so much love and meaning and is, if it's something you're interested in, go back and listen. Okay. The third M in wellness is morning routine. So creating a morning routine can help everything. It can help give you purpose and start the day with intention. So what's the first thing that you think about when you wake up? Do you wake up with a sense of overwhelm and think, oh my God, crap, I'm exhausted, or I have so much to do today? Do you immediately turn on your phone and check your email? Do you lay in bed scrolling through Instagram? Or do you get up and stretch and meditate or go for a run? Do you wake up thankful, feeling, you know, thankful for a good night's rest and take a moment of gratitude? I very often, it's probably with every client that I work with, we talk about their thoughts when they first wake up and work on cultivating a supportive morning routine. And I always ask my clients to get curious and observe their thoughts and what they do and what they think when they first wake up. So I'm going to ask you that. What do you think when you first wake up? And then what do you want to think when you wake up? So if you'd like to make some positive shifts in creating a morning routine that will support your well-being, we need to get curious and mindful and observe what's happening when you wake up. So, you know, ask yourself questions like, do I wake up dreading the day? Am I distracting myself from my thoughts by checking my phone? Do I engage in, am I stressed, or do I engage in negative thoughts upon waking? And then ask yourself why. You know, how you start your morning sets the tone for the rest of your day. There are so many things that you can do to create a morning routine that supports your health and wellness. And really, I think the number one thing is to come from a place of curiosity and observing. First, curiosity and observing your thoughts and what you're doing. And think about how you want to feel when you wake up. And identify a thought or feeling that feels accessible to you. So, you know, when we wake up and we immediately check our phone, or we're feeling stressed and we go into this, you know, potentially sympathetic fight or flight state or this distracted state, it is, you're disconnecting from yourself and your body. And so it's important to connect with yourself and get to know what's happening. So, you know, often I recommend to, when you wake up, to take a few moments and breathe, and maybe even, you know, do a body scan or place your hand on your heart and say to yourself, here I am, or good morning. It could be something simple, something neutral, something positive. But doing a check-in with yourself and with your body first can make such a huge difference. And once you have cultivated that mindfulness and connection with yourself and your body upon waking, then that can inform the rest of your morning routine. So years ago, and I've talked about this on the podcast in different episodes, and I don't remember which ones, but probably one of the early ones, it was about mindset in the morning. I didn't remember, I actually don't remember the title, but I know it was like less in the first, I don't know, less than 10 episodes. But I really years ago worked, I recognized my thoughts and my stress level and how terrible my sleep was because I was so stressed and overwhelmed. And I really put a lot of intention and effort into working on changing my thoughts in the morning. And this truly has transformed my entire life and health and well-being for the better. And I want that for you. So I invite you to take ownership of how you create your morning routine, how your morning feels, and choose one, you know, choose one thing that you can do to make your morning routine more supportive to your well-being. And often I believe that starts with just a loving, gentle check-in with yourself. As Louise Hay says, how you start your day is how you live your day, and how you live your day is how you live your life. So ultimately, how you start your day is how you live your life. Does that ring true for you? So there you have it. 3 M's in wellness: movement, mindset, and morning routine. And thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you listening this week and every week. And I, you know, if you are dealing with pain, if you have an autoimmune disease, if you have a chronic health issue and you are looking for guidance and support with your mindset, with your nutrition, and with your lifestyle, let's connect. I can help you. I would love to work with you. I'd love to talk with you about this. And please send me an email at info@thewellnessheadquarters.com. And until next week, say something nice to yourself. Slow down when you eat and say yes to rest.
Hey, if what you're hearing resonates with you, I created a free resource just for you, Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide. To get your free copy, head over to guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com. That's guide.thewellnessheadquarters.com to receive your free Anti-Inflammatory Living, The Essential Guide.